Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds dog food and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe G joined today by J-Rod, Jim Rodriguez, Cody Decker with you on a Tuesday, July the 5th, which means 4 weeks from right now, guys, is the MLB trade deadline. 4 p.m. on Tuesday, August 2nd is our trade deadline. They moved it from July 31st. I think they do that when it's on a Sunday. They don't want the action on a Sunday. Right. Why it's the 2nd instead of the 1st, I don't know. But it's August 2nd this year. So it gives these contenders or teams that are trying to figure out if they're contenders, like a team like Miami we talked about, 4 weeks to figure out in or out on this coming season. So let's go around here, guys. We can each throw out a couple names that we are interested in and if they're going to get moved and maybe a spot where they can land or so and how we think that might impact everything. I'll start us off. We'll go around. I think Brian Reynolds is really, really interesting from the Pirates. We touched on it earlier. Pittsburgh is building something. I think it was a couple weeks ago, Peter Gammons had a column where a talent evaluator said they have enough talent in their system in the minors to win a World Series in the next 5 years. Like, people think they're really coming on here. What do you do with Brian Reynolds? So I'm going to guess they keep him, but let's say they trade him. Let's just play it out like this. The Padres are a really interesting team if they trade Brian Reynolds, because I just think San Diego's missing a bat or two. And I know Tatis is going to come back, but you know, Manny Machado is really the only offensive player in San Diego right now. So I think they could use him. The Yankees are the other one. Man, if they got him and can move Judge back to right field, it just would change. It would make the Yankees from the favorite to maybe prohibitive favorites. But of the two spots I mentioned, San Diego's the one, Cody. If they got Brian Reynolds, I would take them more seriously to actually win the World Series. I like San Diego. Really good pitching. I just feel like you get into a postseason series, you're going against the Dodgers, the Braves. Just feel like Max Fried and Spencer Strider, like if they could just get out Tatis and Machado, they're going to get through the rest of that lineup. I think the Padres need another bat. I would think about Padres' futures if they got a guy like Reynolds.
I think it's a very interesting move, and you better believe A.J. Preller is already working on it as we speak. In fact, A.J. Preller is probably working on 9 deals. And, you know, we mentioned early, J-Rod, you mentioned something about in basketball, would the Lakers do this to stop somebody else from making a trade? The Padres would. The Padres 100% will make a trade just to stop the Dodgers from doing it. Mm-hmm. And they're the only team in baseball right now who will 100% do that. Outside of that, another name that comes to mind very similar to Reynolds, although I think Reynolds is the better player, is Andrew Benintendi. Andrew Benintendi over in Kansas City is a guy that can really help a couple of ball clubs, specifically the same two ball clubs you just mentioned, San Diego and New York. Andrew Benintendi in New York would honestly be a phenomenal get. You know, he's a guy who's not known as a power hitter, but you put him in that short porch in right field, he's going to put about 10 home runs in the remainder of the season, if not more for you. He'll get on base for you, and he'll play a pretty good outfield. You talk about moving around Judge. back to his normal outfield spot, Benintendi can play all three spots, and he's won a World Series before, so he's a proven winner. Everything about this, Benintendi going to New York or San Diego, just seems perfectly written in stone for me.
Yeah, I mean, after watching the Padres series, where the Dodgers came within two outs of sweeping a four-game series from San Diego, and that offense for the Padres was woeful. They scored one run on Thursday and Friday, two runs on Saturday. Granted, they ran into a buzzsaw. They ran into Gosselin and Anderson and those guys and Urias, but at the same time, that's what they're going to run into the playoffs. Their offense is non-existent right now. I mean, Brian Reynolds, as we were saying, Yankees, that makes sense, especially with Joey Gallo struggling. But probably the biggest name and in kind of a tepid trade market is Wilson Contreras. And I think he's got the Astros written all over it going there. I mean, Martin Maldonado is a nice, you know, adequate, serviceable catcher. But I tell you, you add Wilson to that Astro team, look out.
I love the idea of it. I know they love Maldonado because Maldonado handles that pitching staff and bullpen so well. So my only concern with bringing on a Contreras, and here's the thing, Contreras is a well-respected catcher, but he is known for his offensive side of the catching world, and there are some fits for him. One team that's constantly being linked to him is the Mets. I don't see the Mets being a perfect fit because James McCann is going to be coming back. Not James McCann. McCann will be coming back soon. The help. And Tomas Nito has done a very good job. But there is another team that I think is actually perfect, like legitimately perfect. And all he has to do is go a couple of miles down to the south side of Chicago, man. They need a catcher over there for the White Sox badly. First things first, Yasmani Grandal, he's injured right now. And even if he's not injured, he is offensively the worst hit offensive catcher in the game right now. A stark comparison to last year where offensively he was one of the best. His OPS was sitting around 900. This year he's sitting around 360 of an OPS. That's a good on-base percentage alone, not including your slugging. So it's not going well for him over there. So right now they're running out a couple of catchers. They have Sebi Savala up there spelling up. They just need something on the south side very badly, and they could use another bat. Wilson Contreras over there would be a perfect fit.
Yeah, I think he's the biggest trade piece probably going to move offensively. We'll get to Luis Castillo, I'm sure, in a second on the pitching side, starting pitching. But I'll throw another one out for Contreras. These two teams made a trade last year. The Giants, I mean, they're struggling. I mean, last year they had a magical season. This year they've lost five in a row. They've fallen out of that wild card picture. They're 2.5, I think, out of
a wild card. Breaks my heart to hear that.
Yeah, oh, I know. I can sure. As a Dodger fan, I'm sure you're just hating watching the Giants struggle. But they miss Buster Posey so much. Like, yeah. It's just a hole in their and they thought Joey Bart was ready. He's not. I mean, he's had a terrible year. They sent him back to the minor leagues. They're running out Austin Wins, a journeyman, Kirk Casale, who's a nice catcher, but, like, he's more of a backup than a starter. I could see that. Plus, the thing with Contreras, you can stick him in the outfield if you need. DH, like, he's not just the catcher. Cody, you mentioned handling a pitching staff, Maldonado, right, those guys. But Contreras' bat's good enough to, like, just DH him, right? If you love your catcher defensively, he hits enough that you could justify trading for him and just get his bat in the line. Contreras is a big bat. Any of those teams that get him, I think it changes their season. I mean, he's that good of a hitter this year. So he's interesting. Pitching side, guys. Luis Castillo, what do we think? J-Rod, you mentioned earlier Castillo, Cleveland. That's an interesting name. I've heard the Dodgers a lot. I mean, the Dodgers, right. If I had a guess, I'm going to guess Castillo's going to be a Dodger, right? They're without Bauer maybe forever.
As a Dodger fan, as a guy who gets into the weeds with the Dodgers, yes, I would, of course, welcome Luis Castillo. Walker Buehler is going to be out, you know, six to 8 weeks with his injury. But starting pitching really isn't the Dodger problem. The Dodgers' problem is their bullpen. I mean, it's in shambles right now. They lost Daniel Hudson. They lost Blake Treinen. They lost Victor Gonzalez. These are guys that maybe are not household names, but these guys were a core of the team that won the World Series and got to the League Championship Series last year. So Luis Castillo would be nice, but that really doesn't, to me, fill their need. I mean, I was thinking maybe like a Michael Fulmer of the Tigers. He's a free agent. He's got an ERA of 0.61 in his last 15 appearances. Maybe Joe Jimenez, who used to be the Tigers closer. They need bullpen. They need arms down there. I mean, Luis Castillo is sexy. If I'm a betting guy, I'd love Cleveland to do it. If they're really serious about this to go after, I think he would be great as a Guardian.
Cody, what do you think of Castillo?
I think the Dodgers is a borderline foregone conclusion at this moment. But I do agree with J-Rod in that they don't really need starting pitching. What they really need is a bullpen arm. And a bullpen arm that immediately comes to mind for me is over there with the Washington Nationals, Tanner Rainey. I think he is a guy that will be moved. He's currently sitting with a 3.67 ERA, which I know doesn't sound great for a back-end bullpen guy. But honestly, I think a good change of scenery away from this Washington Nationals team would do just about anybody on planet Earth some good. Speaking of that Nationals team, another player that we are not talking about enough that should be moved and could bring in a good price for the Nationals, Josh Bell. Josh Bell's got 12 homers right now, and he's hitting .320. This guy can help any single lineup in Major League Baseball. I'm looking at the Brewers right now, could absolutely use them. I'm looking at, I mean, really anybody could use this bat. What about the Tampa Bay Rays, who could use another bat to their lineup? G-Man Choi is not doing anything for this team. Get Josh Bell down there and watch this team run for a playoff run.
The thing I love about Bell is a switch. He could fit in with any lineup. He could balance any lineup out. He's had a great year. And the Nationals are horrendous. Like, they are the most obvious seller in baseball. Soto's not going to go anywhere this year, but Bell's going to be gone. Nelson Cruz probably on his way out. Rainey, like anything that's not Juan Soto, just come and trade for it right now because that team is going nowhere fast. Do you guys – have you heard what the latest is on Frankie Montas? Because he left that game.
I was going to ask the same thing.
Yeah.
One inning, right? Shoulder issue?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
I haven't heard yet, and I'm worried, and obviously he was, this last week, the biggest trade piece coming into this trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, I know Tampa and St. Louis really were interested in him, and now talk about timing. That's terrible. I mean, we hope he's okay, but I think he would have been a great fit with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, I mean, anyone that needs a starter. I mean, the Rays could use another arm. The Cardinals, that would have made a lot of sense there. So those are some of the biggest names out there. To circle back to Benintendi, I feel like he's going to be sought after, Cody. He's a guy that makes contact. He doesn't strike out, right? So if you have a strikeout lineup, I keep thinking Toronto maybe. They have a lot of righties. Maybe throw a lefty in the mix there. And then the Phillies losing Bryce Harper. Dombrowski had him in Boston. I can see that kind of fit emerging too. Benintendi's going to be a can you see him getting big hits in September and October? Like, he's big a difference-making kind of player.
I'll give you an example, and I may not love the guy off the field, but Cody Ross ended up signing a huge contract based off of two good games in the playoffs. We're about to get the exact same thing from Andrew Benintendi.
Yeah, J-Rod, I can see that.
I've got a wild card for you. He reminds me more of a Rob Deer. He's either home run or strikeouts, but Christian Walker of the Diamondbacks.
Love him. Ex-teammate of mine.
Got 21 home runs, a team like a Tampa who needs a hitter. I mean, he's not a batting average guy. Don't look at the batting average. You know, you got to hold your nose. But he will slug, and he's got 21 home runs, and that's the name of the game with the launch hit.
Here's my true thing on him. I can't imagine the Diamondbacks selling him, and quite frankly, I can't imagine them selling anybody. I think the Diamondbacks truly think they're a player away from competing. The Diamondbacks, believe it or not, despite their record, they just have the misfortune of being stuck in the National League West. They're actually pretty damn good.
Yeah.
If you take them and put them in the Central, or you put them in the AL Central, like, they're fighting for third, right? Instead, in the West, they're, you know, it's a pretty big gap between the top three, even though Giants are struggling, and them. You're right. They are clearly in the division that if you're at the bottom, you can't get a way out of. It's just too hard in that division there. The interesting part the next 2 weeks, guys, is going to be who's a buyer, who's a seller, right? Like, we know who the good teams are, but like Miami, Seattle, there are those teams, Texas, right? They're like on the fringe of, are they in the race? Because those teams have some, like Miami, we talked them up earlier in the show. But what if they struggle the next couple weeks? Jesus Aguilar could go. So like they could trade players away that could help.
I mean, the thing about Miami, they're a 4-game losing streak from shutting it all down. You've got to walk such a fine line here with this organization, because they're committed to win, but they know, especially Soler, that guy's a World Series MVP. If this thing goes sideways on them, all of a sudden you dangle a Jorge Soler to somebody who's got postseason experience, who's got a postseason resume, all of a sudden they might be able to get something back, especially if you go, you know, if you lose 8 out of 10, 12 out of 15, and you're out of it, you've got these pieces.
That extra wild card spot is adding so much intrigue. I just threw Josh Bell's name into going to some places. How about Josh Bell to the Marlins? You add him to that lineup. Who knows what this team can do to snag a last wild card spot? You brought up the Mariners. I cannot imagine anything. If the Mariners lose their next 10 in a row, they're going to be buyers. There's no way they're going to be sellers. If they're sellers, this is going to be the biggest failure of a season.
Everybody's out of a job.
Everybody's out of a job in recent history. They went out and got everybody. Yeah, they went and got Robbie Ray, defending Cy Young Award winner. They went and got Jesse Winker. They got Adam Frazier to add to a team that won 92 games last season. If this team sells at the deadline, everyone's fired.
Yeah,
it's a good point. I mean, and DePoto doesn't want to sell. I mean, that guy makes trades and goes for it every single time. The other thing to keep in mind, and like sometimes we think of these deals as minor deals, but think of what the Braves did last year. Jock Peterson, Rosario, Soler, like we weren't talking about those as like needle moving deals. Those guys, they don't win the World Series without those guys. So we could be looking at one of these teams. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's St. Louis. Maybe it's the Giants. Maybe it's the, you know, who knows? Maybe it's the Mariners. Someone could do damage in October based on moves they make in the next 4 weeks. Like this is, I love this time of year, just watching, kind of see how this goes. And you could jump on some teams now. If you think they're going to make a move, you could get some better value.
I wouldn't take any money on them right now, that's for sure, but mainly because of losing Bryce Harper, but I wouldn't count the Phillies out of this just yet.
And we know Dave Dombrowski is going to be aggressive. That guy's, it's like in his blood. Like he goes for it every single year. He'll trade from the minor leagues. I think they're going to stay in it, even without Bryce there. We'll see how far they're back when he gets back, probably late August, early July, but I mean, late August, early September, but I they'll be aggressive. Benintendi's the one. A name that's been connected there already. I could see them making a move. All right, on the other side, we'll get to nickel or dime. Kevin Durant rumors swirling. NFL just a few weeks away from the start of training camp. Nickel or dime is going to be next year. And then coming up in about 30 minutes or so, lightning bets, our favorite plays for tonight. A big slate, Major League Baseball. J-Rod might be going to the Marlins game. So we'll hit all that coming up. Joe G, Cody Decker, J-Rod with you on the BetQL Network.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.